For many years, the University of Wyoming choir programs have been recognized as among the best in the country. Since 2008, Dr. Nicole Lamartine has been the director of choral activities, and she's so highly thought of that she conducts and gives seminars around the world. And she's a highly regarded singer in her own right. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports, she also has a hidden talent.
Relax the corners of your mouth inwards. There we go.
This is the singing statesman at the University of Wyoming rehearsing before a recent performance. They are under the direction of one of the top conductors in the country.
Nicole Lamartine, and I'm director of choral activities at the University of Wyoming.
And you're a weightlifter.
And I'm a weightlifter. I guess so.
And a pretty good one. Here she is conducting a back squat workout where she squats with a barbell loaded with heavy weight across her back. She currently holds the world record by squatting 265 pounds. Here's the thing. She's slightly over 4 feet 11 inches tall, weighs 121 pounds, and she's in her 40s. Being an athlete is also a relatively new thing for her.
I was the chubby one who sang in choir. But, you know, I'm blessed with great genes. I get these tree trunk legs from my dad and my broad shoulders from my mom, and I guess I just have some good genes.
Things changed in 2011 when her husband convinced her to try CrossFit.
I loved the mental aspect of it, that you have to be so focused for a short time, you know, and you know the pain's going to be over. And every workout is a challenge, and I discovered a lot about myself in terms of what I could do physically and what I had to do mentally. It was great.
Lamartine eventually became a CrossFit trainer and then moved into powerlifting. That went okay. After her first meet, she qualified for the national competition. For her age group, she holds national records in the bench press and deadlift, and as mentioned, the world record in the back squat.
To be able to accomplish a goal or to try a weight that I've never tried before in competition and do it, oh my gosh, it's the best feeling ever.
Her coach, Don Robbins, has been amazed by her progress.
You wonder about things like her age. You know, she's 40 years old, and, you know, the fact that she's able to do these things and at that age is really surprising. To me, the age factor is much more surprising than the size.
Robbins says she's far from her peak. He predicts that when she competes in the national competition in July, she'll set even more records. University of Wyoming Music Department Chair Teresa Bogard is not surprised by any of this.
It's this energy, but coupled with the strive for excellence. And I think that's probably why she's been so successful in her weightlifting as well. It's the same kind of personality trait that makes her wonderful in every part of her life.
In both music and weightlifting, Lamartine says breath is key.
In choir, we make our sounds through our voices, and it's powered by our breath. And here in the gym, if I'm not breathing well, I don't lift well. So it's just corroborated my thought that breath is this driving life force, no matter what the context.
Care and sorrow now be gone.
Lamartine is affectionately known as Dr. Law around the music department, and her singers rave about the influence she's had on them and the energy she brings to every rehearsal. Senior Michael Morgan says they know all about the weightlifting.
I think it's great. I love it. Yeah. I love it. As soon as I learned that she was into the weightlifting thing, we got together during one of our, a retreat, and we made her bench press one of the smaller guys because we knew she could do it. We wanted to see it, so it was great.
That's it.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.